Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2024. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. Well, today's going to be about whatever's on my mind. And, this podcast is actually aimed towards ladies. So I haven't done a podcast in a while because I actually got back to work. I got back to, writing, and I got back to promoting my books and my blogs and my, my apps. And I just been busy overall with everything. So, doing a podcast kind of got put on the back thing, the background, the back burner, whatever you want to call it, because I haven't been anywhere to tell you about, and I haven't done anything exciting with my life. I am looking forward to telling you about my books soon and new apps soon, but there's something that's been really bothering me, and this might sound disgusting, but I'm going to tell you about this anyway because it's been driving me batty. And also, people might be wondering, why are you going to talk about something disgusting? Well, it's a podcast and you're probably never going to see me again. But even if you do see me again, oh well. So here is the deal. And men, if there's a man listening to this, you probably don't want to hear this. But feel free because this is for ladies. Ladies, I don't understand it. And that is why my podcast is titled Can We Talk? And this probably is going to sound disgusting, but when you go someplace and you're in the public, if you go to Target, if you go to Walmart, if you go to a restaurant, I don't really care where you go. I don't understand something. And this is where the disgusting part comes in. Why can't you flush the freaking toilet? Yes, I actually use the word freaking. Go figure. I don't curse, but that's as close as I get. I don't understand it. Like, why can't you flush the toilet? Why can't your pee get into the toilet? How do you get poop all over the place? And I don't want to know when you've got your monthly. No lady wants to know when you've got your monthly. And for the life of me, I can't figure this out. How do you miss the toilet? Like, if you don't want to sit on it because it's a public toilet and you don't want your butt to touch one of the ladies' butt has touched, I get it. But, you know, you can put the toilet seat down. Not the toilet seat. You could put the toilet tissue on the toilet seat. Or they got those paper things that are provided for you that you could put on the toilet so you don't have to get your pee on the seat. Or your poop on the seat, for that matter. Which, still, I can't figure out how you ladies get the poop on the seat. I mean, that's pretty bad aiming. And I don't understand how you get the poop on the floor. When you have your monthly, I don't understand how you get that on the floor. I mean, I know that there are janitors and I know that there are people that clean the bathrooms regularly. If you go to Target or Walmart or to a restaurant or wherever. But that doesn't mean you need to get the stuff on the floor or all over the toilet. I mean, I have seen some toilets and I am pretty amazed at where I have seen poop and where I have seen blood, and I just don't get it. Now, like, if a man goes to the bathroom, I get it. He has to pee standing up. That is what men do. So every once in a while, you will see pee on the seat or on the floor. I mean, it happens at home. I get it. But I don't understand it with ladies. Because we actually have to sit on the toilet. So everything should go into the toilet. And it would be really, really nice if you would flush the toilet. If it doesn't flush the first time, flush it again, a second time, or a third time. And I know there are a lot of automatic toilets. I get that a lot. And that might be one of the reasons why the toilets are sometimes wet. I totally get that. But if the automatic toilet does not flush, and you did poo, or you've got your monthly, the kind thing to do is to flush it again. Because like I said, Just because it's an automatic toilet doesn't mean everything has gone down. And I don't know why you're okay with just leaving your stuff there. And you, there's a good chance you're going to get annoyed with me with this podcast or mad at me. Or you might be thinking, well, what does she care? What does she think? Who does she think she is? I just don't really like seeing your poop or whatever you've had to do in the toilet. I don't like knowing when you've had your monthly. It is a private thing. Like, I get the trash can is there, and if the trash can is empty, then obviously the person before me or the person before that had their monthly. They had to get good. I got it. Not a big deal. I don't care about what's in the trash. I got it. But it's seeing it all over the toilet seat that I don't like. It's seeing it on the floor that I don't get. I mean, I have been in some bathrooms or toilets where somehow the ladies managed to get it all over the place. And I do mean all over the place. On the toilet seat, under the toilet bowl somehow, on the floor, on the wall. And I'm talking both poop and blood from your period. I don't understand it. If you're sitting on the toilet, none of that should be on the wall or the floor or anyplace else. Unless I am missing something. I really don't understand it. But this is just my opinion. And all I know is when I go to a public bathroom and I see this, I do find it disgusting. And I either don't use the toilet, or if all the toilets are like that, for whatever reason, one of them obviously has to get flushed so I could use it. But I don't like it. And I also have noticed that I've seen this here and there in Ireland every once in a while, in Italy I have, maybe in England every once in a while. But I feel like it happens in America more than any other country. Now, I don't understand why. Are American ladies just plain lazy and don't care? I don't know. I just think it's disgusting. And I have been avoiding this subject for a long time now. I have been avoiding doing this podcast for a long time now. But it's disgusting, and I've kind of had it, and I actually don't have anything else to talk about, and that's what's on my mind. So there you have it. I really don't understand. And if you want to get mad at me, you could get mad at me. But I just, like, maybe you can help me to understand how this happens, because I just don't. Like, it just seems pretty simple. You gotta go, you sit on the toilet, you do what you gotta do, and you wipe. You might have to use a little bit more tissue, toilet tissue, than normal, which is fine. But when you're done, flush it. It doesn't go the first time, flush it again. If it doesn't go, keep flushing it. It just seems like that's the nice thing to do for the next person who has to use the toilet, or for whoever has to come in and clean the toilet. No, I could be completely out of my mind. And it's possible that this is absolutely none of my business. And if so, I'm sorry. It's just something that I don't get. It's like, okay, you're a lady. There's the toilet. You sit down. You do what you gotta do. You clean yourself off. You flush. You go. If it doesn't flush the first time, you flush it again. If you have to, do it 3 times. But it seems a whole lot nicer than letting the person after you see a toilet filled with poop or blood or toilet tissue or all of them. It's like pretty disgusting. Like, I have been to toilets where I have seen this and I have been ready to throw up, which really, it's not nice. So that's all I'm saying, ladies. Like I said, if I make you mad, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to understand. I don't get it. And if you do have any comments, be nice. Please be nice. I know I used the word freaking before in the beginning of my podcast. I'm sorry. I got a little excited, but I did not curse. I mean, if you want to use the word freaking, I don't care. It's the other word I care about. So that's it. I know it's a stupid podcast, but it's what's on my mind. It's been on my mind, and I finally decided to just get it out there. And also, like I said, this doesn't seem to happen that often whenever I go to Ireland and the times that I've been in Italy, like maybe here or there. It seems like it's an American thing, or maybe it's an upstate New York thing. I don't know. But I just kind of feel like this is something that ladies can't control, and I don't know why you would be okay with just leaving everything in the toilet for other women to see. I personally think it's disgusting, but it's just my opinion. And, you know, hopefully you don't get too mad at me. And like I said, if you do have any comments, please don't curse at me because I don't like being cursed at. So there you have it. Okay, there goes. I'm just going to give you my spiel. And after all that, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can. I would totally understand if you don't, but if you want to, my Twitter handle is at SRKBear. That's at SRKBEAR. And like I said, after this podcast, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't want to follow me. Perfectly fine. I totally get it. My YouTube channel is Kat Ann Smith. That's KatAnnSmith. And I have loads and loads of videos and shorts for you to watch. If you like what you see, please subscribe. And of course, after this podcast, you may not want to, but hey, I'm on LinkedIn, Kathleen Smith. My blog is kathleensmith.org. Lots and lots and lots of travel blogs for you to read, and a whole bunch of personal ones in there too. My books can be found on my blog. They do have their own page, so it's easy enough to find. I have a book on miscarriages. I have a book about growing up in Brooklyn and moving to upstate. And my other book is just a whole bunch of blogs put together in a book. They're all found on the Kindle, on paperback or audio. And if you go to my books page on my blog, there are links for each one of those. Just made it easy. Our apps. Bears with apps. We have apps for the entire family. We have writing apps. We have math apps. We have fun apps. We've got Sir Dress-a-Lot. We have a stupid app that I did, Money Pit. Like, it's really stupid, but if you want to give it a try, you can. We got a bunch of cash registers toddlers and kids absolutely love. They love the Sir Dress-a-Lot. There is a spelling app and just everything. If you go to bearswithapps.com, you will see everything. There is a link for every single one of our apps. And I hope they help your children. Everything is money back guarantee. So if for whatever reason you don't like the apps, you can return them. I would appreciate it if you would give them more than 2 minutes to see if you actually like them. But if not, money back guarantee. So you get a win-win situation. I would love a win situation. And I think that's it. Like I said, you might not want to do any of these things after this podcast, and I totally get it. Hopefully my next podcast will be on the positive side about something else. I don't know what, but this one I just had to get off of my chest or out of my mind, whatever you would like to say. All right, that's it for this podcast. Can we talk on Kathleen's Corner? Wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, and a good night. And I hope I did not offend anyone. If I did, I'm sorry. Truly, I'm sorry. Have a good one. Goodbye.